see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It's time for a little travel talk here, as the temperatures have dropped dramatically. I left my house this morning, and it was all of 9 degrees, and I went, when did that happen?
And then the next thing you think of is, where can I go?
Where can I go?
I need to go somewhere.
How can I get the heck out of here? Well, that's where Bonnie Pintozzi comes in. Bonnie Pintozzi joining us from the Travel Authority, and you are traveling right now, aren't you?
Well, my mind is traveling. My body's in my office.
Yeah, there you go.
To stay warm as well, because I agree with you. It was horrendous this morning when I left at 7 o'clock to come into the office. So we're going to talk about this beautiful world we're in and how we can kind of get out right now with Region 7 Seas Cruises. Before we bring on our guest, Jared Evans, who's Director of Sales and Marketing, I want to let everyone know that right now, and I think we even discussed this maybe last week, this is a great time to be making reservations for the future, or if you just want to get away now, okay, because there's so many specials. There's so many things out there that you can take a look at to get a value out of it, to save a little bit of money on it, but then you have something to look forward to. When you walk out your door and you've got a minus zero something below that, and you're saying to yourself, what am I doing right now?
Why is this my life?
This doesn't have to be your life. So, Jared Evans, Director of Sales and Marketing with the Central U.S., let's talk about how we can get away. And before we give some great specials, let's talk about Region 7 Seas Cruises. It's a remarkable all-inclusive experience, right, Jared?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Bonnie. I appreciate it. And, yes, you said it right. With Region 7 Seas, it is basically taking the hassle out of travel for our guests. We want to make it hassle-free and worry-free. So we include more amenities than most of the other major cruise lines out there, and that's just one of the great benefits that Region offers.
Absolutely, and you get such high marks from the experts in the industry and travelers alike for that all-inclusive approach. And as we're looking at sailing in 2020, and maybe we can squeeze in something right now if it's out there as well, you have so many voyages ranging from 7 to 131 nights. Now, I want Colleen and Crystal to go along with me. Mm-hmm. How about 131 nights? You would really get out of the weather, right?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too. So Region's got all these popular cruises to hundreds of ports throughout Africa, Alaska, the Caribbean, Europe, and so much more. And Jared, when we look at Region 7 Seas Cruises, I mean, so much, as we talked about, is an inclusive type of experience, but it's also a quality experience. And when we, you know, people want to get away, you've got some great offers going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, and that's, you hit it right on. It is all about the experience overall, too. So you can have all these great amenities, but the ultimate hallmark is truly that unrivaled experience that we provide on board ships and ashore when traveling on your luxury vacation. But in terms of promotions, and, you know, right now is the time, especially with the weather getting the way it is, a little bit chilly. We have great promotions, specifically in the Caribbean. So we do have space down there still for this winter and spring. And Region is the only cruise line we're offering inclusive first-class air when flying to Miami to join the Seven Seas Explorer, which is the most luxurious ship ever built, doing round-trip Miami sailings 10 nights this time of the year.
You know, and Jared, one of the things that we notice, and we are getting a lot of people that are coming in right now into our office, one, because they want to do maybe a gift card of travel. We do that, you know, that experience. I mean, any denomination, we can give a gift card of travel out. But at the same time, they're hearing about this from us. We're contacting clients because this will expire January 3rd of 2020 right now, the offer, okay, will expire. So I think what we need to do is really get that message out, and this is a great forum for us with our show. But you have to act on it. You have to, you know, either call, come in, do this, because we've got the details. And to be able to sail on Region 7 Seas in the Caribbean and some of the Alaska and the different places that you're going, it's a remarkable experience, because with your ratio, and this may not mean too much, but think about it. You've got one crew member for every one or two passengers. That's why Region 7 Seas prides itself on its friendly, attentive staff. It is an amazing bonding that happens, and so many things that they provide for us.
Yeah, the staff is incredible. I mean, the moment that you step on board our ships, you know, you're greeted with that white glove service, and you feel like you're at your home away from home. And that's really what we pride ourselves in right there. And that's the whole part of delivering what I mentioned earlier as an unrivaled experience. It's every detail. It's from the moment that the client calls the advisor to set up your reservation all the way till you disembark the ship, that moment is our unrivaled experience. And that's what we want to provide to all of our guests. And in terms of promotions and offers out there, you know, a lot of people think, you know, they can wait until it's closer in. Listen, always book early. Always get the best value of booking through a travel advisor. And for these particular promotions that are expiring at the beginning of the year, now is the time. You know, it's the time where families are getting together. They're discussing, you know, where they want to travel to next year. And there's a lot of great offers out there. So pick up that phone, contact your travel consultant, and they can give you the specific itineraries and promotions that are out there for you.
And Jared, we experienced that right after Thanksgiving. Leading up to Thanksgiving, we had a lot of inquiries about, you know, I'm going to be seeing family members. What do you think about going this place or that place? When they came home, our phones were ringing constantly about the fact that now everyone kind of talked about where they want to go and if they're going to go together or whatever be the case. So you're absolutely right. And that's why there are these things that are out there right now this season, these holiday sales. I mean, up to 30% off, again, expires January 3rd, 2020. It's not that your ship is going to go out empty or with seats or with, you know, cabins available. These will sail out. But these are the value-added amenities. And with our Altor group of benefits, and, you know, because we're also affiliated with American Express, we have so many different value-negotiated things with Region 7 Seas. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really is. And it's one of those things, you know, and from the consumer standpoint, a lot of people, you know, they always think that they're savvy enough to be able to, find and build their own trip. But at the end of the day, take the hassle out of it. Let the travel advisor do this. They have these amenities. And to your point, Bonnie, about the Altor group benefits, I mean, these are shipboard credits that we're offering up to $400 for each benefit. That's, you know, $800 in your pocket. And, you know, we preached about the all-inclusiveness during this segment here. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what these shipboard credit amenities can offer you are some additional touring off the ship, whether it's a private car and driver that you want to set up while you're in any of these ports, to really, truly, fully immerse yourself within those destinations. Or maybe it's just rest and relaxation in our serene spa. You can use those credits for that as well. Or the other one that I like, especially around this time of the year, is when you're on board, go shopping in the boutique and grab your travel advisor a gift and thanking them for such a wonderful vacation that you put them on. So there's great opportunity, there's tremendous value of booking through one of our travel partners. And you all do a great job over there, the Travel Authority. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jared. But I really think the experience itself, we are asked constantly, and I think this is great questions from our clients, that they'll come in and go, "What? I see all these cruise lines. What's the difference? Why does this one cost this and this one cost that?" And first and foremost, we'll ask, okay, what do you want to experience? What are you looking for? So that we can kind of narrow down that massive list of cruise lines that are out there. And then we start getting into the points of difference. In Region 7Cs, we've always said this, might appear to be much more expensive than another cruise line. But when you take all the inclusives and you take all the things from Wi-Fi to shore excursions to all those and add those up, you will find that there's a lot of comparisons, and they actually exceed some of the expectations of one that you might be looking at going, okay. But it's also all not about price. I mean, price is a factor, but you would be amazed, Crystal and Colleen, mm-hmm. how many people come in, and price is low on their list because they want the value. They want to do things differently. And with all these types of itineraries and much more immersive and, you know, what Region has done, it's set the bar pretty high. Right, Jared?
Yeah. You know, we continue to elevate the unrivaled experience. You know, when you think about inclusiveness and to your point about value, it's not so much just the price. And when you look at the comparison and when you work with the travel advisors, they're able to show you, you know, what's most important to you on your vacation. So when you look at the inclusive amenities that we offer, and we say it best, you know, we do luxury cruising at top notch. So from the moment that you leave your house to embark the ship, we're including round trip business class air on all intercontinental flights for all of our guests. So to take into the 6-star luxury cruise line, you know, the only way to go there is in business class or in first class in some cases on these domestic itineraries that we talked about earlier. But then even furthermore, you talk about immersion, and we include the free unlimited shore excursion program throughout your cruise. Many companies offer free shore excursions, but it may be one or two choices that you receive. We have up to 60 shore excursions to choose from on any given itinerary that they're able to truly immerse themselves. You talk about small ships. There's no line. There's no waiting. Mm-hmm. We're able to get into more of these niche boutique-type ports because of the size of our ships. That also contributes to the ultimate experience. And then all the way to the onboard amenities, free unlimited beverages. That's premium wines and spirits anytime throughout the duration of your cruise. Some wow. cruise lines will charge you for the bottled water. So it all adds up, and it's all just one big value proposition and experience that we deliver on board.
And the free Wi-Fi, people want to stay connected, whether they want to send some pictures of what's going on. But the connection is there for a lot of people. And so you offer that on board too. But it's your destinations. It's the way in which you go, and that small ship experience is much different. You know, Crystal, you and I talk about all these different itineraries, but we also talk about shore excursions. We also talk about food, a lot of food, okay, and the quality of it. But when it's unique and when you're getting and meeting the people in the destination and you're able to, you know, have more overnights and stay and things like that, you really get to know it. And I know you saw that first class on that cruise you took a while back.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just amazing. So, and Jared, what am I missing? What else is out there? Because I know 2020 and 21 are open for sale. Anything that you want to talk about it from a trending standpoint?
You know, we actually have the itineraries, and this is something that we always talk about in our industry and in our meetings. You know, it's funny to see. We actually have itineraries out now through May of 2022. So it's interesting to see in this market and today, people are booking further and further out, which is fantastic. And they're also receiving the best value by doing so. And the demand for luxury experiences are there as we continue to build new ships. And one moment that I'd like to talk about, of course, is 7Cs Splendor, which is our newest ship that is coming out in February of 2020. Again, we're positioning her as luxury perfected. So we're very excited to continue to bring new ships into the fleet and have that demand from our guests and your clients. So thank you.
Well, Jared, the other thing I want to make sure is luxury doesn't necessarily mean stuffy, okay?
Yeah.
And if you're sitting there and you're going, well, I don't I'm not going to go. I have to dress up. I have to do all these
things. I don't
want
to wear a suit. Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm on a vacation. I want the experience. I don't care about all that other stuff. It doesn't mean that. Luxury is just a category we talk about because depending on the cruise line, how the standards are set for, you know, the value proposition, the things that are there, the quality of what's going on. But don't be misled by that word and think, oh, that's off my list, boom, because it's never going to be off Colleen's list. I can tell you that much because I've watched, it's like a book where she wants to go for sure. And it's fun to experience all these places. We are excited. We want to get out. We want to do this. But Jared, that, you know, it's not that stuffy experience. It's that friendly. It's that, you know, if you're going to be on a ship for 131 days, it's home.
It is home. It is home. And you hit it right on the head. And, you know, this is the term that I like to use. People ask me. I call it upscale, not uptight. So that's the way that I like to position it. I say upscale, not uptight, hassle-free and worry-free, just how cruising's meant to be. So that's just my little throw out that I have for it. But you're right. It's all elegant, casual, and all the dining rooms. So we have formal optional nights. The old traditional way of cruising with those formal nights, that's so far gone now that we are able to allow them to relax and enjoy their vacation. You know, they're there and they want to indulge in this luxury experience, but they also want to do it in a relaxed, casual atmosphere as well.
And the destinations, I mean, whether you're going for 7 days, whether you're going for longer, the variety of itineraries are out there to help suit what you're looking for in your experience.
Yeah, I mean, you can go anywhere from, you know, around North America, from Alaska, the Caribbean, Panama Canal, Canada, New England, all the way across to the Far East. And what we've also done to enhance the experience for our guests is, when traveling to, you know, whether it's the Far East or over to Cape Town, we've added on these pre and post land packages, pre or post cruise, and we've included that in the pricing. So you're traveling that far, you know, for a 14, 18 night voyage. You know, the great thing about extending that in Cape Town, you know, go to a safari. We take you to these lodges, the camps, and really have this ultimate luxury experience out in the wildlife. That's what you're there for. So again, just trying to continue to find ways to elevate the ultimate luxury experience for our guests is our number one proposition that we're doing.
Well, Jared, you certainly have elevated us today as we look out into snowy, cold weather from our perspective. And you just want to get away and pre-plan. And 2021, 2022, they're all open. So you can make those plans and think about that as you're, you know, looking out there today, that you have something to look forward to. And honestly, the gift of travel, surprise someone during these holidays is an amazing experience. And we've had the honor of putting things together, knowing how it was going to be given out as a surprise to the family. And then we see the pictures later on of what happened. So, Jared, thank you so very much for joining us today as we wind down 2019 and think about all of our dreams that can come true in traveling Region 7 Seas Cruises.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you, Colleen. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Jared. Hi. This is every time, Bonnie, you have a guest on the show, I start adding things that I want to go. And as we talk about destinations often, I think it's important to remember the experiences you have along the way. That's where places like Regent Seven Seas come in. You know, the destination is one thing, but it's how you're getting there that can make a huge difference, right?
It's that warmth, it's that comfort, knowing that, you know, that's going to be your home away from home, and you're going to not only experience like exactly what you said, Crystal, but you're going to do it in a way in which you just feel so comfortable and create those memories.
Well, and thank you to Jared for that. Now, Bonnie, it is this is kind of a big deal. It's the week before, and just actually over 1 week until Christmas, lots of people are getting ready to travel, and is there any last-minute tips that you can kind of give them?
I think one of the major ones, if you're going by air and you're going to go through TSA and everything like that, don't wrap your gifts. Don't wrap your gifts, because they can unwrap them, and then what's going to happen is all that wonderful work, they're going to put TSA tape all over it.
Oh.
And, you know, those are those things. And just be aware that, you know, there's going to be crowds. There's going to be more people traveling, some people who don't travel that often. And with that said, you know, just make sure if you want to find out if you can bring something or whatever, you can call us or you can go on to the TSA website. There's a world of information there. You know, TSA cares if you're traveling with any sort of disabilities or need a little extra help. There's so many things on there. And whatever you do, if you've taken that bag and that you're packing as your carry-on, make sure you go through it before you start to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised how many people maybe used it for hunting season and maybe have a firearm or something they can't and cannot take through. I'd learned so much about trying to take some stuff like that through TSA and the different fines that you can get. So please, you know, just take your time, and whatever you do, don't leave your home with all of your documentation and your, you know, proof of citizenship if you're leaving the country, because you're not going to go anywhere if you get to the airport without all the proper things. Make a list, slow down, and get to the airport, and then start your wonderful vacation.
Wonderful vacation in a wonderful world. Well, Bonnie, we're not going to talk to you until after Christmas. Actually, after the New Year,
Friday we have.
Oh, Friday, that's right.
Shows.
We have a
yes.
bonus Bonnie on Friday. Well, I'll talk to you then, Bonnie.
You bet.
Thank
All
you.
All right, Crystal Colleen, take care.
Bonnie Pintozzi with the Travel Authority. And as we said, to make up for some of those missed shows, we have a bonus Bonnie coming up on Friday. We'll take a quick break, and it's time to talk to Turtle Creek and Leland Los Angeles Casino's Tracy Kurtz in just a moment.
And clouds are white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.